Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
In the world. It is Saturday, December 31st, 2022, and I welcome you to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. Can you believe it? It's the last day of 2022, and for some of you listening, you have already crossed over into the new year. Nevertheless, I hope that you will stay tuned and stay locked in because this is going to be a very interesting and very powerful episode because I really want to help you to finish this year strong so that you can set success in motion for you in 2023 and beyond. So first of all, welcome to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. If this is your first time tuning in, this is more than a show. This is a platform that we created more than a decade ago to empower individuals to fulfill purpose, maximize their greatest potential, and through intriguing conversations, inspiring guests, intentional tools and strategies, we set out with a mission to empower people to live their greatest life. And so many of you, have been long-term listeners. You've been following us for year, some of you more than a decade, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to serve you and to do life with you. We created this platform because we wanted to share tools and strategies that would help you take your life to the next level. So thank you again for allowing me to serve you and do life with you. Hello to my Apple Podcast family. We have some exclusive content we're working on, and I cannot wait to share that information with you. Hello to those of you that are listening on Stitcher, those of you that are listening on Google Podcasts, those of you that are listening on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Spotify has been amazing. We had a record-breaking year with Spotify, and I am so excited to see the growth and all of the countries that are listening and just being empowered. It was just a record-breaking year on that platform. I also want to say hello to my, of course, iHeartRadio family, Amazon, and Audible. So wherever you're listening, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you and to get to do life with you. And I hope that you will connect with me beyond this show. Please reach out to my website. It is www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. There you'll find a hub of empowerment resources and tools that we've created to help you live your greatest life. You'll find out more about me and the work I do. You'll find a link to sign up for my empowerment newsletter right there on the homepage. You'll also find a link to all of my social media platforms with the exception of TikTok, which I believe is Official Jamel Sanders. So I am active on social. I would love to connect with you and do life with you in the days to come. And speaking of that, beyond this podcast, I am the founder and the CEO of Jamel Sanders International, a global management consulting advisory firm that has one objective, and that is to empower individuals to fulfill purpose, maximize potential, and make a global impact. And through capacity building systems and programs, we bring solutions to complex global problems. I have the great privilege of working with leaders in government and all around the world and helping them to solve problems and to move the world forward. So if you want to know more about consulting, advising, or my live events, seminars, conferences, symposiums, all of that great stuff, you can find it right there on the website. That is www.jamelsanders.com. I am also an author. I have written 11 books, and I will not go all of my books because that would take the entire episode. Nevertheless, I just a couple of weeks ago released my 11th book, Pressure, Unlocking the Power of Prophetic Intercession. So many people that know me beyond this podcast, they know that my faith is a very important pillar in my life. And for so long, people have been saying, when are you going to write a book around prayer and spirituality? You've written about leadership with the soul and the evolution of the soul and so many great topics, identity, visionary leadership, just to name a few. But when are you going to write about prayer? Every time I would attempt to try and write something about prayer, it's like I would get stuck. It's like there's so much in trying to organize my thoughts. It was just complicated. But nevertheless, I made a decision that this year I was going to release a book around prayer, and I put Pressure out. And this is a powerful book because it explores my journey. So many people hear me pray today, and they're like, where did that come from? Where did you learn that? And so I'm really walking people through my spiritual journey. I'm walking people through so many of the lessons that I've learned over the years and how those lessons have shaped me into the person that I am today. I talk about in this book a lot about the intention of prayer, the making of an intercessor, the true definition of what prophetic intercession means, the fortitude required to embrace your prophetic future. And most of all, this book is about igniting your spirit, causing there to be a spiritual awakening in your life. So many people, their spiritual lives have just all but almost disintegrated altogether. And I wanted to ignite a fresh passion and fire in people to revolutionize your life in a very profound way. I'm hearing some incredible stories of people's lives that are already being changed through this book. And so many people say this is exactly what they needed at this time in their life. So again, the book is called Pressure, Unlocking the Power of Prophetic Intercession. You can get it through Kindle, Nook. You can get it from Amazon. Most book distributors have access to Pressure, and I know it's going to be a great blessing to your life. And I hope that you will reach back out to me and let me know how you've been impacted by this book as you read it. So what I want to do, I want to take a very quick break. We have so much to cover today, and I want to jump into this whole topic of finishing strong. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back. So we're talking today about Finish Strong, Insights for Closing the Year. And so let me start here. How you end this cycle will determine how you enter the next cycle. You know, I hear all these people talking about new year, new me, new resolutions. If you follow my work, you know I don't set resolutions, and I haven't set them. I have a very clear vision for my life. I have very clear goals and strategy for where I'm going, but I don't do resolution. And most people shouldn't do resolutions because at the end of the day, people feel like because the calendar hits January 1st that their lives are going to magically change. And what happens is after that euphoric feeling wears away, about 2 or 3 weeks from now, all of that euphoric feeling is over. The emotion and energy of it is gone. And most people have resulted back to the same bad habits that they had before because it's not about a new year. It's about a new mentality and creating the decisions that will make your life different. And so if how you end this cycle is going to determine how you enter the next cycle, which is why you know, you can't really wait until December or December 31st to try to finish your year strong. You should have been working on this really around August or September of this year. You should have been clearly defining and delineating how this change and transformation was going to happen in your life. And so as a highly sought after thought leader, people are always asking me for the keys to success. For years now, I've been conducting my Finish the Year Strong campaign to provide tools and strategies to empower individuals for success and prosperity in their lives. I've even hosted Finish the Year Strong masterclasses because I know that how you end a cycle is going to determine how you enter a new cycle. And so many people are so fascinated with my journey and my success, but what they don't realize is that what you see today, whether it's the 11 books, whether it's this podcast, or whether it's the brand and the impact of my work around the world, you're seeing years of discipline. You're seeing years of developing a mindset, a work ethic, a resolve that has produced exceptional results in my life. And so from years of personal experience, I know that you cannot have a great new year without engineering a new year. Let me say that again. You cannot have a great new year without first engineering a great new year. And so we can set all the resolutions in the world, but if you haven't taken the time to construct and to create what you want a new year to look like for you in your life, it's going to just be more and more the same for you in the days to come. And so what you plan for today will determine what is possible for you tomorrow. Write that down. What you plan for today will determine what is possible for you tomorrow. And so I'm amazed at how many people will celebrate tonight, will wake up tomorrow, we will see our timeline flooded with new year, new me, and we will come a few weeks later and find out that it's the same old you and the same old habits. Because your life doesn't change because you get a new calendar. Your life changes because you are intentional about creating the change that you want to see in your life. And so the absence of planning results in the absence of progress. And so a lot of people will go into this new year with great adrenaline and ambition and aspiration, but because they do not have a clear plan for their lives, they're not going to see the progress and the results that they want to see. I want you to understand that your life follows your paradigm and your life follows your plans. Write that down. Your life follows your paradigm and your life follows your plans. And so your thinking and your planning is going to determine the path and the trajectory that your life takes in 2023 and beyond. Most people experience bankrupt cycles because they have no blueprint set. Let me say that again. Most people experience bankrupt cycles because they have no blueprint for success. And so I want you to spend some time today while people are writing their new year, new me, go through your contact list, get rid of the old contacts, the haters, the people, you know, all those little cliche messages that we see every year. And the reality is that their life is going to be exactly the same because they're not doing anything to make their life differently. I want you to spend some time creating a blueprint for success. I don't want the clock to strike midnight and the celebrations to erupt around the world, and you don't have a clear blueprint for success in 2023. See, when the clock hits midnight for me, we step into January 1st, I already have a plan. And as I tell my friends, as I tell family, as I tell my clients, every year is my year because I always have a plan for my success. 2022 was the greatest year of my life. It was only great because I had a blueprint for success. And 2023 will be the greatest year of my life because I have a vision and a blueprint for success. And so I want you to spend some time developing a blueprint that's going to get you from where you are to where it is that you want to be. Your failure to plan is dishonorable to your potential, and it is destructive to your capacity. And so a lot of people like, I want to maximize my potential. I want to do great things with my life and in the world. But if you don't have a clear plan in place, you cannot do anything of value or significance in the world. And so I want you to get a clear plan for your life, not the plan that somebody else gave you, not the plan that you duplicated from somebody else's vision. I want you to get a clear plan for your life. As you have heard me say on this podcast for over a decade now, where there is no vision, where there is no prophetic utterance, the people cast off restraints and run wild. The problem with the world is not that people are products of their circumstances or prisoners of their environments. What we have is a generation of people that have no vision for their lives. They don't have a vision. They get up, and every day they're living by happenstance and coincidence. We're scrolling social media. We're binge-watching shows. We're hanging out with friends. We don't have a clear vision and path for our life. And when you don't have a vision for your life, you will always become the victim of somebody else's vision. I'll say that till the last day of my life and last breath. When you don't have a vision, you become the victim of somebody else's vision, and your entire existence becomes helping them fulfill their vision. And so a lot of people are frustrated with their lives, and they're like, why is my life not working? Why am I not seeing the results and the breakthroughs that I want to see? And the reality is, part of it is because you don't have a vision for your life. What are you going to move toward if you don't have any type of map or direction for where your life is going? I'm not going to stay there. So finishing the year strong requires that you have a clear strategy. You've heard me say this before. A lot of people are excited. I'm going into a new year. I'm going to do all these great things in 2023. They didn't do any great things in 2022. So I don't know what's going to make the new year any different, especially if you don't have a strategy for your life. So what I want you to do, I want you to calm down a bit. Everybody's excited. It's a holiday. There are going to be all types of celebrations tonight, but I want you to take the time to get a clear strategy for your life. Why is this so important? Strategy is a formulated plan to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Let me say that again. Strategy is a formulated plan to move you from where you are to where it is that you want to be. Strategy is a defined action that makes your dreams more accessible. Strategy is define actions that make your dreams more accessible. So a lot of people are like, I want to live the life of my dreams. I want to build this vision. I want to write this book. I want to write this screenplay. I want to do X, Y, Z, whatever the thing is for you. But what they don't realize is that strategy is define actions that make that dream more accessible. So what actions do you need to take to get you from where you are to where you want to be? A lot of people get so consumed with the enormousness of a vision, but what they don't realize is that you execute on a vision step by step. And so many times we want to see the whole picture, but we won't even take step 1, 2, 3 to get us to where we want to go. And so, okay, you want to start the business. What steps have you taken? Have you checked into your LLC? Have you checked into the legal framework and the requirements? Do you have an EIN number from the IRS? Do you have the necessary licensing and other things from your local city government that you need to start your business? A lot of times we say we're going to do these great things, and then when I ask people very basic questions, they haven't done basics. I'm like, so you're going to do grand vision. You haven't incorporated your vision, your business, excuse me. You haven't gone to the record of deeds. You haven't established a business name. You haven't done the legal framework and footwork that you need to do to start a business. So I don't even believe you're serious about a vision. And then their brain is already on getting capital money. I'm like, how are you going to get venture capital for a business that is not even legally established? You don't have a vision for the business. You haven't done anything to incorporate the vision. You haven't clearly defined what the vision is. You don't even have it good enough on paper to articulate to a group of investors. So it just shows me that you're not serious about it. I tell people all the time, how bad do you want it? Because your desperation is the catalyst for dream manifestation. Write that down. Your desperation is the catalyst for dream manifestation. And a lot of people just don't want it bad enough. We want everything to be thrown into our laps. And if you know me and you know my story, that has not been the case. This has been work. what people see today with books and television and magazines and influence and media coverage has taken me a lifetime to do. And if you haven't even covered basic steps, you are in no way ready to step into a grand vision or to do impactful work. So we got to get the basics down pat. Strategy is the ability to crystallize what has been conceived by your imagination. Let me say that again. Strategy is the ability to crystallize what has been conceived by your imagination. So a lot of people will tell me, Jamel, I don't need to write my goals down on paper. They're in my head. And I said, that's wonderful. But let me tell you something. My goals are not in my head. My goals are on paper. And every year I am consistently hitting targets that I set for myself. Not only am I hitting, but I can tell you of clients of mine and people that I have mentored and helped over the years that have done the same thing and they're experiencing success in their lives. And so you keep it in your head. I'm going to write it down on paper because I am helping to crystallize that thing so that I can bring it into manifestation. Strategy is ultimately putting feet to your dreams so that you can ultimately realize your dreams. Let me say it again. Strategy is putting feet to your dreams so that you can realize your dream. Most dreams die between conceptualization and execution. Write that down. Most dreams die between conceptualization and execution. What I know from years of work and even working with leaders around the world, leaders in government, leaders in business, what I know is that a lot of people are great at conceptualizing ideas, but they are terrible at execution. And so people are like, how in the world have you had a podcast going over a decade and you haven't run out of material and topics and you continue to have fresh, relevant insight and information? How have you written 11 books? How have you done this? How have you done that? How have you been able to establish yourself as a thought leader and authority in your space? And what people don't realize is that my success, a lot of what I've been able to accomplish is because I'm an executor. I'm not just a person that conceptualizes ideas. I take my ideas out of conception and I actualize them. I take steps every day. I take action every day to see those things become a reality in my life. This is what I know to be true. Most people see consistency as boring, but consistency has been the bridge to greatness in my life. And so a lot of people, we want to do something for 2 weeks and we want to be great. I've been doing things for 20 years, and that is why I produced the track record that I produce. So you got to be consistent. It's not about what you feel like doing. It's not about everything being perfect or lining up favorably. You got to put in the work and you got to execute. At the end of the day, you can feel sorry for yourself and be disappointed with your lack of results and progress in 2022, or you can formulate a strategy and develop the discipline that will empower you for momentum and manifestation in the new year. And so in order to finish the year strong, you must take some time for reflection and introspection. I think this is so important because I'm seeing already, it's early in the morning as I'm recording this, and I'm seeing all of these different quotes and deep statements, and everybody's in that philosophical realm right now. But I want you to spend some time reflecting and doing some introspection today so that you can really finish this year on a high note. And I want to say, too, that there is a difference between reflection and introspection. Let me tell you what the difference is. Reflecting is simply pondering your experiences. So we can sit and reflect all day long. We can think about experiences. We can think about what happened this year. We can think about what we accomplished. But introspection is when we move from pondering our experiences to actually internalizing our experiences and gaining insight from our experiences. So that which you internalize, you are empowered to change. Write that down. That which you internalize, you're empowered to change. A lot of people will do reflection. Some people even write down some things and what they feel was wisdom from this year. But one of the things that I've been doing for more than 20-something years now is internalizing my experiences, and that has empowered me to produce results and change in my life. You are not changed by reflection or assessment. I mean, that's great. We should reflect. We should assess our lives and our results, but you are transformed through introspection and personal responsibility. Why is this so important? Because it's time for us to stop simply replaying our experiences and instead reprogram our thinking about our experiences. The reason that most people will see 2023 and it will be the exact same as 2022 is because we are replaying experiences, but we are not reprogramming our thinking about the experience. It's not enough to say, oh, this is what I learned last year, and then go into 2023. Well, did you really learn it? Because if you are not reprogramming your thinking concerning certain areas and patterns and thought processes in your life, you're going to do what you've continued to do, and you're going to get the same results you continue to get. So then you'll come and you'll say that 2024 will be my year and 2025, and you don't realize that you're just living in a cycle that has not been broken in your life in a long time. At the end of the day, we cannot undo the past, but we can uncover insights from the past and engineer an incredible future. So I don't want you to live in your past. I want you to live in the future and what's possible for your life. But in order to do that, you have got to dig deeper, and that involves some introspection. If you want your life to change, then the lens through which you see your life must change. Write that down. If you want your life to change, then the lens through which you see your life must change. That means that you need a new perspective about your life if you want to see things begin to move for you in the days to come. Introspection gives you the ability to uncover insights that ultimately empower you to transform how your life unfolds. I know that's a lot. Introspection gives you the ability to uncover insights that ultimately empower you to transform how your life unfolds. And so you need to take some time for introspection, because when you begin to do real introspection, not only are you going to see the lessons and the wisdom from this year, but you are going to begin to see your life through a different lens. You're going to see areas of improvement. You're going to see areas of correction and adjustment, areas where you need to develop more, where you need to grow more, where you need to mature more, areas where you need to forgive, you need to love, you need to be willing to let go of things. I mean, I could go on and on about that, but those are some things that you need to begin to address in your life. In order to finish strong, take some time to do the following. Okay, here we go. Number one, reflect on this cycle of your life. I don't want you to just look back on the last 12 months. I want you to look at what happened through your life in 2022. Let me say it again. I don't want you to just look back on the last 12 months of this year. I want you to look at what has happened to you in the last 12 months. I want you to look back on how your experiences have shaped you over the last 12 months, and how they will shape you in the future. So, in other words, I don't want you to just look back and say, this happened in January, this happened in February, I remember this and this and this. I want you to take the time to look at how the events and the experiences that have happened in your life over the last 12 months, how they have happened to you, and what you have been able to, how they have shaped you, and how you have been able to extract wisdom and lessons from that along the journey. Reflection gives you the ability to examine your decisions and to explore how they shape the direction of your life. So I don't want us to just camp out on events and this happened and that happened and I went here and there and I met this person, that person. I want you to evaluate and examine the decisions that you've made and explore how they have shaped the direction and the trajectory of your life over the last 12 months. See, this is deeper than just, oh, this is what I learned, and I'm writing down some little notes and nuggets of wisdom. I want you to go deep. I want you to really examine the choices you've made. I want you to examine the how those decisions have shaped your life, how your relationships have shaped your life. What have you learned about yourself? What mistakes did you make? What adjustments did you have to make this year? I want you to spend some serious time reflecting on your life and your journey so that you can take your life to the next level. Number two, introspection. After you have reflected, I want you to shift into introspection. Instead of exploring what has happened in your life, I want you to journey within yourself and take a look at what has happened in you this year. You get that? I want you to not just look at what has happened in your life. I want you to take a journey, and I want you to spend some time looking at what has happened in you this year. This is one of my favorite things to do because a lot of people, I always get lessons from every year, and I put out a piece on LinkedIn this week with some of my greatest lessons of 2022, and that was only a few. I probably could do a couple hundred lessons I've learned, but beyond that, I always take the time to look at what has happened inside of Jamel this year. You got to take that journey within yourself that nobody else can take with you, and you got to see what has happened inside of you. Have you become a more patient and compassionate person? Have you become a more loving person? Have you become more bitter? Have you become more defensive? Are there more walls that you put up in your life? Have you become more understanding? Have you evolved in some of your belief systems and your thought patterns and processes? How are you emotionally? How are you relationally? How are you financially? How are you doing in terms of your spirituality? I want you to have some honest conversation with yourself, because most people are not going to do this. They're going to say that the year was good or it could have been better, and they're going to go into next year, and they're not really seeing how they have learned, grown, evolved, or progressed as a person. I want you to ask yourself a few questions. I feel like this is real important. Who have you become? Nobody can answer that question for you but you. You know, my book, Significance, Reclaiming Your Personal Power in a World That Discounts Your Difference, is a book that is all about identity. And the whole premise and thesis of that book is, who are you becoming and how can you become the person that you were born to be? I want you to spend some time answering that question of who are you becoming. And then I want you to answer the question, how are you different? Because if I go into another year and I cannot really communicate or articulate how I'm different, has any real growth or transformation really happened in my life? And then the next question is, what growth and development has occurred in your life? I hope that you are not just growing in years and numbers, but that you are growing as a person. You are growing psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, and in every part of your life. And has your self-concept expanded? Now, that's a deep thing, and if I go into that whole topic, I'll take the rest of this show. But has your self-concept evolved? How have you evolved as a person? How have you expanded as a person? Have you gained new knowledge? Have you gained new wisdom and experiences and lessons? Have you gained new skills and tools to help you to take your life to new heights in the days to come? Introspection is the catalyst for transformation in your life. Let me say that again. Introspection is the catalyst for transformation in your life. Introspection is more important than reflection, because most people reflect, but most people don't do introspection. To be alone with themselves, because they don't really like what they're going to hear or discover. So many people's lives are so noisy and so busy, but can you be still and be alone with yourself? And can you ask yourself the hard, deep questions that need to be asked and answered so that you can advance to new heights in your life? I can't stay there. Number three, assessment. This is when you collect your reflection and introspection and you use it as a measuring stick up against your goals for the year. So assess your year. A lot of people say they had a good year, but if we really look at the goals and objectives they set, they didn't really do anything. And so, you know, to your own self be true. You know, a lot of people, we put a lot of things on social media, but a lot of people are not crushing it like they put on the highlight reel. So don't get caught up in that, and don't get caught up competing and comparing yourself to other people. I always say compete with yourself, become the greatest version of yourself, and you'll live a much more fulfilling life. So I want you to spend some time assessing your life. I want you to explore, did you hit your goals? I don't want you in vague terminologies, yes or no, black and white, did you hit your goals for the year? And then I want you to ask yourself, am I proud of my achievements? Can you look over the last 12 months and be proud of what you achieved? Or is there a sense of regret and, you know, a feeling that you know that you really could have done more and done better with your life this year? What grade would you give your performance this year? I want you to be honest. I don't want us to do any wiggling around this. I want you to be very frank, very candid with yourself. What grade would you give yourself this year based on your performance? Not based on your potential and not based on your aspiration and your hope, but based on your results. See, this is the thing that I love about December and the end of the year. A lot of people are talking a good talk. I'm doing all this. I'm crushing it. But as somebody that has advised and mentored people around the world, you'll be surprised at the lies that have been told to us through social media. A lot of people they've been doing absolutely nothing. And a lot of people are depressed and trying to compete with people that are not even doing a half of what they're posting on their timeline. And so I want you to assess your performance. I can look over the last 12 months and be very pleased and can grade my performance very well because I've been doing my work. Like I said, my head has been to the pavement and doing the work while a lot of people have been talking a good talk, but they haven't been producing any results. So I'm not impressed with verbiage. I'm not impressed with a whole lot of words and a whole lot of excess that I feel is so unnecessary. What impresses me is execution and getting results. The next question, are you pleased with your results? If you're not, what are you going to do differently? What changes do you need to make in your life so that you can do better in the days to come? And then I want you to ask yourself, am I further than I was 12 months ago? Am I further than I was 12 months ago? Have you been consistent? A lot of people have been consistent, but they've been consistent in the wrong thing. And so I always tell people you break cycles through consistency, but you can't get most people to be consistent in the right thing. So get consistent in the areas that are going to actually make a difference in your life. Do you have some wins that you can celebrate? I hope you can, that there are some victories that you had this year. And most of all, I want you to ask yourself, have you been executing or making excuses? Because this is that moment where the rubber hits the road and we find out that a lot of people just were not executing at all. They don't really have any results and they have really wasted the last 12 months of their lives and they have nothing to show for it. Assessment always determines your achievement, and any person that is doing anything great in the world must take the time to assess their life. And then this final piece, as my time is really clicking down, adjustments. For all of your reflection, introspection, and assessment, you should be drawing some conclusions about your life. And these conclusions should reveal changes that you want to make in your life. Again, let me say this. As you do your reflection, assessment, and introspection, you should be drawing conclusions about your life. And these conclusions should reveal changes that you want to make in your life. Conclusions bring us to correction. Let me say that again. Conclusion brings us to correction. And what you are unwilling to correct, you cannot conquer in your life. And so let me just stay here for a moment. A lot of people want to do a lot of great things. They want to achieve great things. They want to build great businesses and brands and have this. Yes, but what you are unwilling to correct, you will never conquer. And you can live in denial, but denial will not make it disappear. There are some areas of your life that you have got to be willing to adjust You got to have straight and honest talk and conversation with yourself if you want to take your life to the next level. What you are unwilling to correct will always control you. And so you got to be willing to make some corrections in your life. I'm going to try to squeeze this in. I hope I have enough time. If not, maybe another show. Number one, be willing to correct your beliefs. These are thought patterns and processes that threaten your potential and progress. What belief systems do you need to let go of and say goodbye to in 2022 so that you can grow and reach new heights of success in 2023? Your life is a reflection of your thoughts. And so if your thoughts have brought you here, your thoughts can bring you to another place. But remember that you are always one thought away from a different life and a different reality. And so you got to deal with your belief system. For me, it was self-limiting beliefs and perceptions that were the greatest barrier to my success and prosperity. It was the things that I thought about myself that hindered my ability to move forward and to do the things I know I was born and created to do. And for most people that I've worked with over the years, it has always been those self-limiting beliefs and perceptions that have kept them from expending the life that they truly want to live. And I would recommend to you my book, Upgrade Your Mind, Harnessing the Power of Thought to Change Your Life. It's a powerful resource that will help you with this. It's not enough for you to identify a thought pattern or process. You have to uproot it from the garden of your mind, and you have to begin to replace those toxic thoughts with intentional thoughts that will move your life in a different direction. Number two, be willing to correct behaviors. These are actions that do not support your advancement. You know, a lot of people want to be judged on their intention and not their behaviors. And I always tell people you are the byproduct of your behaviors. And so your behaviors are shaping everything about your life. And so you got to take the time and address behaviors. You know what those things are in your life. I may not know them. Nobody else may know them. But deep down in your heart of hearts, you know what they are. And you got to address those things, because a lot of time it starts out as a behavior, but it morphs into a stronghold and a bondage in our lives. And it becomes a character defect in our lives because we didn't address it in the behavioral stage. And so you got to begin to address this before it becomes success and prosperity. The next one is barriers. These are limitations that have labeled you and basically not just labeled you, but they have ultimately barred you from raising the bar on your performance and your potential. So whatever those limitations are, whether they are self-imposed or culturally imposed or whatever it may be, you got to deal with the barriers. Whatever those limitations are, whether it's feeling not good enough, not worthy, not deserving, you got to begin to address those things in your life, those barriers, whether it be fear or inhibitions. You got to deal with them so that you can get to the next level. And then the last piece of that is blind spots. These are danger zones that are detrimental to your development and growth. I call them addictive patterns that ultimately seek to abort your purpose. These are things that I call distractions that divide you from your vision and separate you from your goal. Everybody has blind spots. It doesn't matter how great you are. It doesn't matter how much potential you have. It doesn't matter how eloquent you speak, how gifted you are, how much capacity you contain. Why you need mentors, you need advisors, you need coaches and trainers and people in your life that can help you avoid those blind spots. You don't want a blind spot to be the thing that stands between you and greatness and success. And so take the time to identify those areas so that you can move your life from where it is to where you want it. I want this to be 2023 to be the greatest year of your life, but it's up to you. You have to make some adjustments and changes. You need to take time and reflect, do introspection, do assessment, make adjustments, be willing to course correct, be willing to correct beliefs, behaviors, barriers, blind spots, everything that will stand in the way of your success and prosperity. I want you to spend some time today really doing this work really closing old chapters, getting rid of toxic thoughts, emotions, relationships, everything that is standing in the way of your progress and your growth. I want this 2023 to be the greatest year of your life. So get ready, do everything that you need to do to move you from where you are to where it is that you want to be. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about 2023, but you got to finish this year strong. I hope that you'll take some time and do the work so that you can set your life on the course to greater success in the days to come. Thank you so much for the opportunity to do life with you. I wish you a very safe New Year's Eve and a very happy New Year. And I can't wait to come back in 2023 sharing more wisdom and insights for you to empower you to live your greatest life. I'll talk to you again real soon and be blessed.